All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
5 o'clock, great to have you. And it was perfect timing as Luke was doing his update. The NHL on ESPN showed Ovi marching into LCA, looking every bit like a 55-year-old father of four. Ovechkin, it's unbelievable. Guy's got 850 goals. He looks 850 years old. Like if someone was not a hockey fan and they just showed Ovechkin walking in the arena, they'd go, is that the player or the coach? There's not a person would answer player.
That's the guy that cleans out the trash bins, Mike. That guy looked old a decade ago. He looks rough.
Can I offer something too? They also showed a stat because they got a double dip tonight. Do you know how many points Nikita Kucherov has?
So many points.
No. Do you know
how many?
The
number, no.
Okay. So who leads the Wings in points? Just give me the player.
Dylan Larkin?
No.
Really?
It'd be Lucas Raymond.
Oh, okay. That makes sense, yeah.
How many?
We're in the 70s of games. Say 55.
63 points.
All right, I'm close.
Nikita Kucherov. And if you want, Nate McKinnon. You know how many points they have?
90.
I was about to say, this is going to be embarrassing.
136 and 133.
Jesus.
More than double our best players. I understand. We are cherry-picking guys who are having the two best seasons in the NHL from a productivity standpoint. But it is mind-blowing when you look at the context of, hey, the Wings aren't a bad team. This isn't like we're the San Jose Sharks. 63 points gets you tops here. Less than half of what those guys have done. I let it go to Kenny. How many points does Kucherov have? Lots. 136, Kenny.
Seems like 90, like...
Absolutely,
this is going to be embarrassing.
I was like, point per game, that'd be somewhere in the 70s. So what's 1.5 points, 2 points? Jesus.
A zilly. But no, we're talking about the Wings. It is the biggest regular season game you've had under Yzerman. It's the biggest regular season game you've had probably in 10 years. It's tonight. It's the Caps. I love the fact ESPN's giving you a little walk up here while the update was going on. But I want to throw that number out, and then I also want to mix in national title game from last night. Not some breakdown of UConn and Purdue. It just the things, the takeaways, because Rico's here today, I am convinced after last night of a couple of things. A, factually speaking, you can run an offense without running that stupid weave, Tom. B, that was for Izzo. B,
thanks, Mike.
The Big Ten is never winning a national championship in basketball again because we don't play the same sport. Purdue represented what I deem to be the best Big Ten team we've seen in several years and one of the better ones in the last two decades. You have a back-to-back national player of the year in Lurch, and you still couldn't get to within 15 points. I just, Rico, watching UConn, all jokes aside, they play a brand of basketball. It is arguably the best pure executed half-court offense I've seen in a long, long time in college basketball.
UConn played a what I like to call a prove-a-point type of style of basketball. They came out there to show we're not only going to go back-to-back.
We're going to destroy everybody.
It's not going to be close. Like, teams are going to hold up, put up banners and say, hey, we had a lead against UConn. That's about the best you're going to get. What they did to Illinois, Illinois is still somewhere in the corner sucking their thumb.
Tied at 23. Cutsy, 53-23.
30-0 run. I'm going to say this.
Uh-oh.
It's possible.
You're putting the cape on? You're going to do this for everybody? Big Ten?
No. You're going to need more players, but you got to break away from Big Ten style of basketball. And to me, only two teams have tried to do that. Iowa, but they can't consistently get the athletes to play this game. Iowa plays no defense. They just want to run up and down the court. It's a guy who he just kind of Brad Underwood in Illinois. If Illinois plays a different style, I thought Illinois would have been the best chance this year. And then when they play UConn, you saw they couldn't match UConn horses for horses. They had some players. But UConn showed we got about six or seven guys. We could bring guys off the bench who are just as good as the starters. That's the problem. You got to break away from the Big Ten style of we're going to just kind of methodically go first one to 60-65 wins the game.
Once again, they're never winning one.
Yeah,
they're not winning one.
Illinois is trying to, and Underwood's going out in the portal and trying to, he's just stole AJ Storrs. Looks like he's going to go from Wisconsin there. If he can bring in the players, his mentality and the way he tries is their best hope. But you're right. Other than that, the Big Ten, you would have thought within the last 24 years as a whole would have said, guys, maybe we just need to change up our style and do things differently. But no, they keep believing, well, if you win the Big Ten, you got a shot. Yeah, you'll get a number one seed, but you won't hoist a trophy.
No, it's just, and again, UConn.
I mean, to put in perspective, the fact that, in a second, Cleves' son is going to be playing college hoops, and his son may be the first one to win a Big Ten title since his father. That's how long it's been.
You mean Natty?
Yeah, Natty. Yeah, Natty. Yeah.
Let me help you. He's not winning one.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So, I am in awe of what Danny Hurley has done because it's not what Nate Oates is doing at Bama. It's not all offense. They guard. They're physical. They attack you. They play it at both ends. They don't need to run to beat you.
They got the length. Yeah.
They'll execute in the half court and they'll murder you. Dude, they run like 8 million screens.
How about this? They did something that everybody tried to do against Edie. They ran a double team at him and Edie looked as if he had never been double teamed before, throwing the ball into the backcourt. Just missing on passes. It was like you saw the frustration where he was forcing shots and every other Big Ten team tried to do that. But UConn sends a guard about 6'2 at 80 and he freaked out and just lost it. So yeah, I'm with you. The style that they play was I mean, it's almost like when the spread offense hit college football and it was so different. And you're like, what are they doing? This is so different from what I'm used to seeing. Yeah, until the Big Ten changes, I'd like to sit here and say, Mike, this is hyperbole.
No.
I can't say that. I think Illinois may be the best bet because I don't see, maybe Dusty May brings in a different mentality at Michigan since he's new. He doesn't have the whole Big Ten stench on him.
And look, Beeline had two cracks at it. If it wasn't for Luke Hancock or whatever that kid was, the kid for Louisville, or obviously, like, they've had chances. I'm not saying you won't have bites at the apple, but it just feels like
the Wisconsin team in 2015.
Yeah, the Kaminsky team. Yeah, I just watched it, and also here's the other thing. It shows you. This is where. It shows you how far away not only the team is, but the coaching is. Danny Hurley is what Tom Izzo used to be.
Had that conversation this morning.
You're right.
Where Danny Hurley, I'm going to do, like you heard Tom saying, paraphrasing, I'm going to do whatever it takes or die trying type of thing. Hurley actually will do that, where he came in and just said, this offense is garbage. I need new offense. What do I need to do to change this thing? And he did. And he brought in the players. And he went into the portal. And he got guys. And he has a machine right now.
And here's the other thing. I take great pride in this. I love the fact UConn now has 6 national titles in 25 years. Duke has 5 total.
They went into blue blood territory.
Well, for all of the sponge bathing the media does for Duke, UConn has more titles in 25 years.
The problem is, because when UConn is bad, they're horrific.
I'm fine with that.
But
you wouldn't take 6 titles in 25 years?
And that's just it. Yeah. 6 titles, you would. Even if it meant, you're not going to make the tournament in a couple of years.
That's why I never valued the streak. Yeah. I don't care. It doesn't add up to anything. Here's the last question. You could settle this. I have my own feelings. What is this narrative now bubbling up about, Zach Edey has to be drafted. Does he?
No. Unless you are a team, Zach Edey can be drafted, but he can be drafted in the second round.
So he's Luka Garza.
No, he's better than Luka Garza, but I get what you're saying. He's somebody that if you brought in Edey as part of your second squad and you just had an offense dedicated to him, dump it down low, let him do whatever he has to do, give him 10, 15 minutes a game, that works. Him for 48 minutes in the NBA, no, because that's not a position that the NBA values anymore. He's not shooting threes. He is just living and eating in the paint.
He just can't move. That's the biggest problem.
Yeah.
The game's moved on. It's not his fault.
Right. That's why I said a second rounder, you bring him in, and you set up an offense just for him. When he's in there, that offense is all about getting it into Edey, slowing the game down, dump it in, and it's good for, I guess, a team with a lot of three-point shooters because if you can double-team him, he throws it out, and they shoot the three.
Does he go lottery?
Oh, come on.
I'm asking. Unless he plays the Powerball.
Okay, no.
Hold on. All right. Not lottery. Does he go first round?
No.
Okay. I just had to
ask. Because here's the thing. First-rounders are teams that are, playoff teams late in the – no. I mean, he's a second-round – luxury item that you can take a chance, and if he fails,
all right,
ship him off to city.
Let's have some fun. Put it on a board. Not because I think it's right. Somebody's going to take him in the first round. They will be a victim of hype and narrative. And look, I don't think per capita, I don't think there's a dumber collection of GMs in any league than the NBA. The NBA does some of the most unspeakable stupid things.
Wait a minute. Kenny, if he goes to the Pistons, now you open up all of those three-point shooters that Monty wants.
And you've displaced Jalen Duren. Okay, great plan. I quit.
You put Duren at the 4.
248-539-9797. But if you had some thoughts about last night, it's a dominating performance by UConn. It's Danny Hurley has built something you just don't see in today's college, in any form of college athletics.
You're right. This run reminds me of Izzo, the 99 to 2001, where he just, I'm going to do whatever it takes. He became addicted to winning, defense, toughness, rebounding, transition game. Like, all of that stuff happened. Even had the flair of running up and down and letting Mo Pete or Jay Richardson dunking the ball.
Cutscene.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.